But it's not a good way.
Have we broken every rule on YouTube this episode? Yeah. Has every rule been broken?
No, I'm saying I'm not advocating for that.
I do not visit me. I have no, I'm not part of this. I'm a one man army who looks inside himself. Oh, by the way, I'm getting an AK today. Anyways,
when people ask, is everything a conspiracy? The answer is yes. Who and what is controlling everything and why? They practice sorcery. I can't argue against magic. I don't know what it is that we live on, but I believe it's a realm. This realm that we live in is the lowest level of heaven, highest level of hell. Chicken, snake gods, and the Anunnaki, and sorcery. If Sam says the chicken snake god is running everything, I'm literally in the world of crazy. I'm winning.
You're losing.
Conspiracy Social Club, aka Deep Waters.
Welcome to Deep Waters, aka Sam Tripoli Does Everything. It's good to be here. Join me as always. Join me as always, Mr. Sunshine, Thai boxer himself, Dylan Wren. Dylan, how are you? Welcome to the show.
Thanks for welcoming me.
See, here's the thing, guys. I want to apologize to you that we didn't do a show on Monday when we normally record because my dog, Pollyanna, was going through something. She got this thing where old dogs get where their equilibrium's off and they're just walking around drunk. She's been drunk for 4 days. So she's getting better. Thank you, Dylan, for asking. And here we are, dude. Here we are. We're in it.
Was that sarcastic? Because I did follow up with you. I asked how the dog
you
was.
You did.
What are you trying to make me out to be this non-animal lover? I like animals more than people.
I do. I know. Do you have any animal? Oh, you have a cat.
Yeah, I have a cat, Dot.
A cat, Dot?
Yeah, her name's Dot.
Oh, I love that, dude. Mm-hmm. Hey, guys, if you want to see Sam Tripoli live, hey, April 9th, I got a huge show at the Comedy Store. It's called Comedy Chaos. It's an amazing lineup. It's a telethon-length version. So many comics for so little money.
MGK is getting on stage.
Yeah, let's hope. I love a follow-up and just fold him like a chair. Try this new move I just learned where it's like I fake a kick, and then when you go to block, I throw a punch.
Skip into a round.
Yeah, skip into a right. Yeah, that's what I'm going to do. Skip into a round, throw right. Okay. Because
when you're in a street fight, what you want to do is develop patterns with your opponent. You want to bait them into recognizing your patterns and then trick them. There's plenty of time and room to do that in a street fight with machine gun.
Now, when will your sensei send you into the mean streets of Silver Lake to test your martial arts?
Bro, I'm there.
When will he go down to the trivia night and go fight one nerd?
Someone was following my wife the other night in a car, and I was ready to go.
Really?
Yep. She flipped him off, and he was drunk. He was drinking cervezas, and that's I don't mean for that to be a
so you literally just said a Mexican was following your mom home, your wife home.
I don't know that he was Mexican, and how dare you? He could have been Guatemalan. He could have been any of these things, but he was.
Are you saying one of Joe Biden's new citizens was following your wife home?
I apologize for the cerveza comment, but it is, you know, there was a lot of lawn equipment in the back, and he was throwing cans of beer out, and he was following my wife. So I'm not happy with the guy.
You
all right?
know that Joe Biden is losing the narrative when Dylan Wren's ready to fight one of his new citizens in the streets.
How was your? How did you celebrate your Trans Day of Visibility?
It's like everyone kept wishing me Happy Easter, and I kept telling them, "Oh, Happy Resurrection Day," because Easter is actually the celebration of the Romans got us to celebrate a pagan god called Ishtar. And who is a god of fertility and basically child sacrifice. So I just will not wish them that name because I do not say pagan gods.
Can you do
name.
Me a favor, Ryan? Just look up all that.
What? All that truth I just dropped?
Yeah, can you look up any of that, please? And just so that he can do a great job. Can you just reiterate all that stuff you just said?
So basically what happened was that Rome, to bring in the pagans into Christianity, adopted a lot of their practices and their gods. So they brought in, so they changed the resurrection to basically Easter, which is actually Ishtar, okay, who is a pagan god of fertility. That's where the eggs come from.
Oh, I love those little chocolate eggs. Those are
those aren't chocolate eggs, aren't they? They're just dyed eggs, you Jew. You know, you don't know what you're talking about. Those are dyed eggs. Those aren't chocolate eggs. Those are dyed eggs.
No, there's chocolate in the middle of them, you Jew.
What, well, hey, Ryan, what are those? You're as white as they get.
God, they kind of look like potatoes.
So Ishtar is the and I shouldn't even be saying her name because God does not want us to say these pagan gods' names, but you know, she is the pagan god of fertility.
Yeah,
Ishtar, there's actually child sacrifice to them. Yeah. Not down with that. No bueno.
Ishtar is also one of the heralds in Brandon Sanderson's Stormlight Archive. And everybody knows that.
If I had a dollar for every time I heard that.
Can I tell you? And Ryan, just read about this and then just jump in when and if you have a single thing.
Okay. The word Easter does not appear to derive from Ishtar, but from the German... What? Okay.
Bring it right in
German. Here we go.
I know, Sam, I love
Can I just tell you that?
Yeah, it's amazing.
Okay, man, I do not care what that paragraph says.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yep.
What is the name of the website you went to, Ryan?
ScientificAmerica.com.
Oh, Scientific America!
Yeah.
Oh! Okay, if I want to hear about religious customs, that's where I go to. I go to Scientific America. Mm-hmm. Can you ask them about isolating the HIV virus? Can you ask them about that, Ryan? Our little conversation earlier, but go on.
Ryan, what you're going to need to do when you're trying to disprove a warrior of faith, such as Sam Tripoli, you're going to need to find websites that look like they're going to destroy your computer. Okay, so you're going to need to see banner ads for male enhancement supplements.
Okay, all right.
Scientific American is not going to work because, as I mentioned, Sam is a warrior of faith. And warriors of faith are very difficult to debate because there is no evidence that matters.
Warrior of faith, guys.
If I could just 1 second, though, actually. So people who have a lot of faith in something aren't evidence-based people, right?
Oh,
so
they come
have faith.
On.
I have faith in certain things. You can't really dissuade me otherwise, you know? But that's what's happening right now.
Okay.
But so what did you do on Trans Day of Visibility? Did you celebrate it?
Well, I also call it Help Kids Find Eggs Day. So I brought my kids to go find it. But it is crazy that they picked that day. Have you ever seen a day that is a government holiday that happens on a weekend?
I don't think it's a government holiday.
What?
That's hilarious, though. We'll give you guys, it's like the negotiations. Like, okay, you're not getting work off?
Yeah.
But we'll give you Sunday.
By the way, if you really want people to get into trans, what's it called?
Transvisibility Day.
Transvisibility Day. You should give them a day off from work.
Yeah, so they can walk around.
They can walk around and just high-five trans people.
Yeah. You know, trans people contribute a lot to our culture.
Like, give me... three things.
Okay, guinea pigs for blue hair. If you were ever thinking about dyeing your hair blue, just watch how that hue interacts with the social environment and just kind of, you know, make your
dress
that way. It's much easier to pretend to be my wife on the phone if I'm calling an insurance company or...
What are you, that commercial?
A utility.
She sounds hideous because he's a man.
Well, I mean, nowadays, like if I had to call an insurance company the other day and they were like, it's under my wife's name. And they were like, what's your name? And I was like, Cecilia. And they couldn't say anything about it. They don't want to be hateful.
Oh, that is so interesting.
You know?
What, are you saying I'm not Cecilia?
Yeah. I could sue.
Wow, what a crazy world we live in.
Yeah.
This co-signing of just insanity.
So thank you. Thank you, trans.
Trans have allowed us just a spitball.
Oh, and also you asked for three. I think everybody now has more courage to wear bare midriffs. If you're a guy and you want to dress like Sam Smith and just have all of your meat hanging out, you can do that. So
I mean, dude, like, what is Sam Smith doing with all of his time?
I think
you should be in the gym 24/7.
I think,
like, you have no kids. What are you doing?
I think it's
put
just,
down the fork and work out. Get in gay shape.
So, and gay shape is a very real thing. These gay men are so handsome, so cut up.
Yeah. I don't even care, man. I'd be jealous. I'd be like, dude. A big argument for being gay is just getting shredded.
Yeah, 100%.
Right? You don't have wife, you got kids taking all your money, you're just at the gym, banging HGH, yeah. All right?
And Goggins would be like, you don't have to be gay to be in shape, but he's wrong.
It's just
Goggins
easier.
Is probably gay. I think that's why he's
so
in such
much
good
easier,
shape.
Dude.
It's so odd that Joe Biden and his harem of brilliant politicians put this out on Easter with White House letterhead with the Easter bunny in the insignia. I think the Day of Trans Visibility has always been on March 31st. They just recognized it this year.
Has it? Okay.
But
then you ask, why is it? What day is normally, is Easter never a set day?
I don't think it is ever a set day.
It just
Ryan,
jumps
you're,
around.
You're an Anglican, right?
Yeah. I mean, it's always Sunday, right?
It's always the last Sunday?
I don't know.
I think so.
I don't know. But no, it's a moving target.
Oh, I love that.
Help Kids Find Eggs Day is never on the same day.
That's crazy. It's always on Sunday, but never the same Sunday?
Yeah. So, listen, if the government wants to say, oh, we recognize Trans Day Visibility, okay. To do it on, that's fine. To do it on Easter, leading up to an election against a conservative is just really bad politics.
Bad optics.
And as a Democrat who wants the Democratic Party to win every once in a while, I get very frustrated because they seem to be... their politics seems to be, do you remember there's an episode of South Park where they mock Family Guy and the way that Family Guy writes jokes is manatees pick giant balls out of a tank and it's just all ad-libbed. That is the Democratic Party right now.
Okay.
It's absolutely insane. What are you guys actually fucking doing?
Yeah, what are they doing that you're still a Democrat? Because I was registered a Democrat.
I'm just principally a Democrat. I don't like... You know,
I'm just dying to know what are you standing on? Mm. So
I don't want to get into that because the comments have been pretty nice lately. So, but anyways...
So now this movement is, you're seeing, this is when the left is in trouble, they gin up controversy about birth control and right to choose and all that stuff because they know that is a great way to get their base energized, mm-hmm. which is white women.
And
white women, you just tell them that, you know, they can't just be cream pied without any concern. They lose their minds. And I am for body autonomy because I don't even hear the discussion. I want the government to tell me what I can and cannot do with my body. That is my belief. I don't even get to the topic you're talking about. I nip it at the bud.
Yeah. And you swing a very, very consistent scythe in that regard. And I appreciate you for that.
So, but now they got the whole thing about, oh, now because I saw somebody tweeting about, oh, look, I told you they're coming after birth control next. And now you have all these people talking about the harmful side effects of birth control,
well,
which is 100% true.
I think one of the judges or the judge that was involved in the case against that one specific drug which launched this whole thing was replaced at Gibson Dunn by his wife, who was also a member of a pro-life lobbying group, which is essentially just paying for this legislation. So we don't need to talk about politics. We need to talk about what's on the bottom of Drake's shoes.
Okay. Well, real quick, I want to talk about that. Ryan, the whitest guy we know, is drinking gas station coffee.
Yeah, that is so wild.
That is so crazy, bro. That is the closest to crank you'll ever get.
Yeah,
you may be up for 2 days. You think this guy's got a saggy diaper? We're going to see you next week. You're going to age because you haven't slept because you're drinking one cup of Rocket coffee. I mean, that's it. I love some Rocket coffee.
We're not paying him enough. That is a sad sight.
That dude, we got up your rate, dude. Yeah. We got up your rate. You're drinking gas station coffee. I want you drinking Starbucks like a white yuppie does.
I know. You know what? This is actually pretty bitchy from you, Ryan. You come in here with gas station coffee as this kind of quiet ask for more money, and you prey on our morals, and it's really... while I was at one point very remorseful, I am now quite... angry at
full of rage, dude. He wants to do a fake roundhouse to a punch on you. Yeah, right now.
Yeah, skip into a roundhouse, skip into a right.
Yeah, here we go.
Okay, so can we okay
can we
okay,
go back
go,
to that
go to that go
okay.
to that
okay
okay
by the way, I'm gonna be honest, so this is this is a very interesting thing.
There's nothing interesting
about it. So this is Royce Lopez. He's part of this show called The Revenge of the Sis. They're doing great work. They're crushing it right now, especially on Rumble.
Way to go, guys.
It's very interesting because Rumble, something happened to me on Rumble where like it took away all my views. The videos.
You're too deep for Rumble.
What? What?
You're too deep for Rumble.
Oh, you go might too be, deep dude. For I mean, like, Rumble. Dude, I'm going deep, homeboy. Anyways, so he put this out. And
I mean, what did you say when you walked in here? First thing you said, my N-word bit's almost at like 700,000 views.
Yeah, I mean, it is crushing. It is crushing.
Yeah.
So we have this story came out. And it was presented, I feel.
Can we play a game real quick? Pronounce this person's name.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Francesca Amivida. Yeah. See, to me, that is hurting your career because people don't want to have to say that 1,000 times when they work with you.
You are such a, you know what? That you are
okay, guy fighting illegals in the streets of Silver Lake, judging me.
I wasn't fighting him because he is of let's call it.
Loose I bet you that guy was trans too, and he was just mad that your wife wasn't recognizing his day.
100%. But no, you are like those long bald gatekeepers of old Hollywood. There you go. Change your name, kid. You know, it's just absolutely disgusting stuff from you.
but I'm just telling you, like, maybe if you call it, you are Francisco Amu, that would
look
be
up,
great.
Can you look up John Wayne's real name?
But by the way, great move to a better name. Whatever it is.
No, I don't think anyone should give up their given name, regardless of what Hollywood thinks. It's your family heritage. It's the most important thing in life. So if a long bald gatekeeper.
I wish I had long balls. I have short balls.
Marion Morrison. Why would you change your name from
Marion
Morrison?
Because that guy's story doesn't happen if he's going around as Marion Morrison.
Marion Morrison's such a badass name.
Really? Ryan, do you think Marion is a more badass name than John Wayne?
It's a little effeminate.
I mean, Marion Morrison, I like the Marion Robert Morrison.
Yeah.
I think it's a strong name. But
strong name.
My name is Ryan Smith, so I just like anything that's like a little bit different.
Right, right, right.
By the way, your name is Ryan Smith. That is not that different. That's a pretty safe name. I'm trying to be nice about it, too.
It's a saltine cracker of a name.
It really is. Like, dude, John Wayne is 10 times better than Marion Robert Morris, which sounds like the new host of Def Jam Comedy.
But listen, we discussed you being a long ball gatekeeper with this woman. Now, this woman comes out. She's cast as...
Would you say there's just too many... too many
consonants.
It's just too many. It's just too long.
No, no, it's other people's culture.
Pronounce her last name, Ryan. I mean, Dylan.
Amewada.
Amewada? Is that how you pronounce it, Ryan?
Francesca Amewada Rivers.
Oh, Rivers. There's a Rivers. I didn't even see the Rivers.
So this story goes to show you what, just how volatile the internet is. This poor girl, yeah, sure, there's a little bit of a mustache there, but my God.
I'm with you on that. Like, I don't know why they're killing this chick.
Killing this chick.
And I must say something, like, I have, like, there's no variable if we just keep shaking the universe, like almost like a magic eight ball, right?
Yeah.
There's no variable in which we shake this universe and these two are a couple.
Right.
There's nothing there.
Well, I mean,
there's no energy there.
That's not true necessarily.
Ryan,
but
are you telling me you see those two dating?
Yeah.
Based on this photo, it's highly unlikely, but I don't know.
I mean, the only way they date is if she pegs him, which is definitely on the table.
Okay. So,
and I'm not, I like her. It just
sounds like it.
This becomes this thing where it's like she's just the victim of this kind of woke thing where they're like, oh, this is a couple in our world, totally works.
This is what I don't understand. This is a play in London.
Yes.
No one's going to.
It was presented as a movie.
It's not
to
a
everybody.
Movie.
It's a
no
play.
No one is going
and
to.
And they can
be,
do whatever they want.
Even if it was a movie, you're not compelled to watch this. It's a fucking play, okay? No one gives a fuck, okay? And, you know, this whole outrage over.
Okay, here we go. Here we go, Dylan. Go say this stuff as you insert your foot in your mouth. Go say what you were going to say.
What do you think I'm going
to
say?
What you're going to say is that people overreacting to this kind of cultural Marxism that's happening in Hollywood, getting upset that they make the mermaid black and all that stuff, and how that stuff really isn't a big deal. So go say that.
No, I'm not saying that it's not a big deal. I'm saying that it's clearly a diversion tactic. I think that we're all falling for these culture war landmines that are getting set. And if you step back, practice a little bit of Zen apathy to these things, I think that we can all identify the real problems that we're facing right now. Tom Holland being in a play with a woman with a mustache is not a big deal.
I just want to know, does anyone pull her aside going, listen, you got the Richard Pryor rocking.
Yeah.
Can we shave it down? Can we shave it down?
Yeah. So we need to talk about this 60 Minutes thing that aired on Havana Syndrome.
But let me ask you also.
Okay.
Him and the guy from Dune, especially the guy from Dune.
Timmy Shamjam.
What's his name? Timmy Shamjam. Does he have I took a lot of dick vibe?
What is up with you today?
What? I'm just. Ryan, no. Be honest.
I mean.
Jesus like with all the Christ. P. Diddy stuff and all the Jeffrey Epstein stuff and all the Harvey Weinstein stuff that came out, when you see that little twink is like the head of all these giant like brands.
Yeah. Yeah. See, this is the problem. I mean, you're stepping on landmines left and right. Your legs are completely blown off at this point. Because to see somebody in Hollywood being successful and just going, oh, I probably got people probably tucked in his butt. That's the reason why long bald gatekeepers probably banged away at his fucking rectum. And that's why he's successful. And it's just like, Sam, let's please leave poor children alone.
Let Ryan speak. Ryan, thoughts. You be honest.
Well, I mean, he was in that movie, Call Me By Your Name. And that, I mean, that was a very homoerotic movie.
Yeah, that was quite sexual.
But I think it's more just, he's just ubiquitous. And this is what Hollywood does. They find guys that work and then they just put him in everything.
Yeah, he's an android.
It's a very quick, like, rise to, like, the highest. Like, if you think about the original Dune, right, the guy that played his role was Sting, right?
No, Sting played Fade Rotha.
I don't know.
You idiot.
Excuse me?
Sting played Fade Rotha.
Okay. The point is, like, they were well known at that point. I'm just telling you, the vibe.
I think, like, Kyle.
And I don't care, man. Take the dick downs all you want,
dude.
What was
the guy's name from Twin Peaks? Kyle McLaughlin or something like that? He played Paul Atreides, but yeah. No, Timmy Shams has been around for a while. I mean, he was in, he fucked that peach in Call Me By Your Name. He did fuck that peach. And, Greta Gerwig is quite a kingmaker. I mean, he starred in Lady Bird, which is a lovely kind of slice of life film. And then he also starred in Little Women. Watched that this weekend.
It's a good movie.
Great movie.
Little Women?
Yeah. Great
What's movie. What's it about? Little Women?
Sisters. Yeah, it's a group of sisters.
Midgets?
Amy and Joe, you know, and Beth.
Hey, how about that guy that married the two-headed chick?
Oh, dude.
Is that the best ever?
There is so
every night is a threesome.
But is it, though? Can you imagine being...
Do you think the one that's not married is kind of just looking away like this?
Well, it's funny because I was thinking about that wedding, and when the priest says, "Does anybody object to this wedding?" And the other person's like, "I do." You know? What if she was a real drag? You know?
Well, and isn't like, there one that where it's two guys and the one's gay?
Talk about Havana Syndrome, please?
Okay.
Jesus
okay,
Christ.
Okay.
Sick of talking about people getting ass.
I'm sick beep of that. It. He's got beep that. Right. What is Lady Gaga doing in Cuba right now?
Let's play this. Let's play this clip.
Now, for the first time, the case of FBI agent Carey suggests which adversary might be responsible. She spoke with the FBI's permission, but wasn't allowed to discuss the cases she was on when she was hit. We have learned from other sources, one of those cases involved this Mustang going 110 miles an hour.
Pull over! Pull over!
In 2020, near Key West, Florida, deputies tried to stop the Mustang for speeding. It ran 15 miles until it hit spike strips laid in its path.
Get out, get out!
Who is this guy?
Yeah.
A search of the car found notes of bank accounts.
Citibank.
Whoa.
Discover Savings, $75,000.
And this device that looks like a walkie-talkie can erase the car's computer data, including its GPS record.
Whoa!
There was also a Russian passport.
What's your first name?
Vitaly. V-I-T-A-L-I-I.
Vitaly Kovalev was the driver from St. Petersburg, Russia, not Florida.
Why did you run? Let me be honest with
you. I don't know.
You don't know why you ran?
I don't know.
And we don't know why he ran. But what we learned suggests he was a Russian spy.
What we see here is Vitaly Kovalev fitting exactly this formula.
Christo Grozev is a journalist legendary for unmasking Russian plots. In 2020, he uncovered the names.
Like, stop it real quick. This thing went from interesting into, like, it just becomes propaganda. Now, I'm not saying that Russia isn't doing shit and Russia isn't spying on us and trying to disrupt us. I'm not saying that at all. Mm-hmm. But, you know, this story with this guy, total bullshit, died in prison of complications of his health, wasn't killed. So, but let's go back to the Havana thing.
Are you seriously?
Yeah, 100%. Even the Ukraine said that.
Alexei Navalny just died of health.
Yeah, complications.
I don't know why that of all the conspiracies, it's like you duck where I think you're going to stand there and just yell about the Jews, you know?
I'm not going to yell about confusing. The Jews.
But so
that's in other stories.
That was the wrong clip, but there's within the 60 Minutes, segment, they asked somebody at the FBI, what's going on with this Havana syndrome thing, which has been happening to a fair amount of people.
All right.
Rye, can you go to the 60 Minutes Twitter?
He's on it.
I'm on it. It mentions Havana syndrome on this tweet with this video.
Yeah. Can you go to the end? Let's see.
Okay.
Just skip forward a little bit to the end.
To be assisting an operation that requires high
technology. No, it's not this. Okay. Can you...
oh, my God. They hit those hot chicks with the Havana syndrome?
Can you go to the...
That looks like that means they only bang Latin guys.
Fucking Sam, can you go to the 60 Minutes Twitter, like their main Twitter, and then just scroll down? So they're talking about Havana syndrome and keep going. Not that.
This is discussing the evolution of Havana syndrome.
Yeah, that's not it though. Keep going. I'll cut this. All right, we're not going to find it. So,
I know about the Havana syndrome. Yeah.
So in this segment, they talk about having pretty clear evidence that Russia has been doing this to embassies and people in embassies.
I'm not against it.
And the reason why they are not coming out and saying that this is happening is because were they to do that, it would escalate into declarations of war.
Okay. Super interesting. Yeah. You know, I've had, the other day on Twitter, somebody hit me up and goes, how can you not think that Putin could possibly be behind the attack?
Mm-hmm.
And that's a great question.
It is such a good question.
Because it is possible. We know in the Chechen theater that he faked that false flag, uh-huh, sacrificed those people to save his election, which he got in and hasn't left since.
Yep. Now, there's another one coming up too.
What?
I think there's another election coming up.
So my question to you is, do you think that Russia blew up their own pipeline?
No.
Okay. So if we have that, then we have an understanding that most likely that the shooting in the theater was I don't believe it was Putin, because he didn't gain anything from that right there at this point. Maybe you're saying election's coming up, but they already had the election.
Well, I don't know if the election is coming up or
no,
not.
No, you just said something that you didn't know. And the election did happen, and he...
Well, you say stuff that you don't know.
No, I know everything I say.
That's your language. No, that's your love language, spouting things you know nothing about.
I say stuff I know, and I know that they already had their election, so he doesn't gain anything from that. So what am I saying?
To draw a correlation between Nord Stream and this and say, if one is this, then the other can't be...
No, you don't understand what I'm saying.
It's a logical fallacy.
So I'm saying... Okay, because what is happening now is like there's almost this painting of Putin as like this righteous guy now. Because
you paint him that way.
No, that's on the internet, asshole, okay?
Oh, Sam, don't call me an asshole. You know how I hate being called an asshole.
Okay, dumbass, okay? So it's being done. And the truth of the matter is, and the reason this goes back to what you're saying is like our leaders are so corrupt that people are actually looking at Putin like he might be a better alternative. And I just think they're all corrupt at that level. And Putin isn't any necessarily better, even if I believe in this whole thing that's going on, the U.S. is the aggressor. So when you bring up, could Russia be doing this? 100%. I push back on this notion that they don't want to tell us this because it might escalate us into war when they lied their asses off about Russia's interfering in our elections. So that statement to me is false and bullshit.
Well, I don't know how it could be false and bullshit because...
Meaning that they don't want to tell us that because they don't want to escalate it to war, okay, when they've already lied about things that they said that Russia would do.
But you think the U.S. does want it to escalate to war.
I do.
Right. So if they have this, which is pretty much evidence that they're using sonar weaponry on our ambassadors.
Not, okay.
Why wouldn't they just come out with it and say this is happening so that we can go to war? This is where you conspiracy theorists like to overcomplicate these false flags. And false flags, really all, they don't need to be that complicated.
Well, because first of all, what I said to you is, I don't know if Russia did it. I am open-minded that Russia is capable of doing it. Okay? So here we have 60 Minutes, which is a propaganda tool, pushing a narrative that they pushed before, Dylan. Like, the fact that you're willing to deep throw anything that that brand that is dead in the water tells you is just like, you're just desperate. You're just desperate for something to grab onto. I'm saying it's possible, but I don't believe anything 60 Minutes says for a decade.
60 Minutes is an institution of journalistic integrity, and shame on you for once again turning me into, I mean, I know what Callan felt like. Every time it's like you take shit in the throat and you take shit up
your
butt. You
getting throat pied by 60 Minutes.
It's like ridiculous. Like,
no, it's not ridiculous, dude.
My esophagus is caked in the lies and cum of 60 Minutes right now.
It's just unbelievable, Dylan, that you think that our government.
Uh-huh.
I mean, dude.
And I think it's ridiculous that you think that the Americans planned the attack on Moscow so that we could, in months, use that to get us into World War III, so that immigrants from other countries could come into our country. Then a kill switch gets hit, and they start attacking us. I think that's a little ridiculous.
Will you clip that? Can I clip that?
Yeah, clip it.
Clip it.
Clip it.
Because
clip
this guy's going to sound like such a retard soon.
Yeah, and thanks for the hard R.
Okay, hard R.
Thanks for devolving into just throwing out the hard R. The way that you
Dylan,
did.
Dylan, we clearly it is have unbelievable to me that you don't think the possibilities of that happening are.
No.
That you just don't think. You think all these immigrants here are of military age are just going to hang out? Is that what you really believe?
What are you talking about? They're all military age. Like, they're of course, there are a lot of men who are military age, but there are also a lot of people who are older, younger, women.
Really? Because all the videos coming out seem to be a lot, not all men, but mostly men.
Well, yeah,
it's raining men at the border.
Right. The six videos you've seen of the men raining down are six videos out of, I mean, how many people has Geo Bowden led into this country? Geo Bowden.
Like, so, you know, what I'm telling you, Dylan, is like, I have zero problems with believing that the Russians are capable of manipulation for sure. They've been doing it forever. I just watched a video about how Hitler and Stalin were just propagandizing each other, like who could out-propagandize each other.
Yeah, and so Hitler won because Goebbels was goated.
Okay, so anyways.
I mean, he was.
Okay.
Goated.
So anyways, the point is is that they are capable of it. But so is our country. And that's all I have to say is like, until I see more information. Now, what Dylan doesn't want to tell you is there's something called Operation Northwood. Okay?
What?
Dylan doesn't want to tell you about it. You don't want to talk about Operation Northwood.
No, I would love to talk about Operation Northwood.
Operation Northwood is where they faked an attack from Cuba
and
blamed it on the Cubans.
They didn't fake. The attack never happened.
It never happened, but that was their plan.
To the Joint Chiefs
that was their plan.
100%. That is the kind of false flag that would actually make sense.
Okay.
Look at Vietnam. Look at the Gulf of Tonkin. These things don't need to be complicated. Hey, they shot at us. Let's go to war.
Okay, so let's.
It doesn't need
let's
to
move
be.
On.
Let's
Dylan taking L's all day.
Let's.
You know what?
Dylan taking L's. Dude, let's go back to that investing thing. Look at that.
Yeah.
That is incredible. That is incredible. And Dan Munzer is just on fire right now.
Nancy Pelosi, Dan Muser, Donald Beyer, and Josh Gottenheimer, these are U.S. representatives who are better at investing than Warren Buffett. So they should be either or disbarred from Congress.
I mean, like, here's the problem with our system. How are you going to get those people to vote against themselves?
We can't, which is why I would implore everyone who has a derelict friend, somebody who's 40 and very good at FIFA, someone who's not eating well, someone who's clinically depressed, can't talk right now, inspire them to become a about this before. If you have too much going on in your life, don't go out and you need to find people who are hopeless and get them to do it, because the only way that this country can
That went dark fast.
Well, I mean, I'm sorry to be dark, but I mean, what are we going to do other than, you know,
I don't know what you
and I'm
I don't
kidding.
Know what you do.
I don't advocate, but it's not a good way.
Have
to
we broken work. Every rule on YouTube this episode? Yeah. Has every rule been broken?
No, I'm saying I'm not advocating for that.
I do not visit me. I'm not part of this. I'm a one man army who looks inside himself. Oh, by the way, I'm getting an AK today. Anyways, that's incredible.
Yeah,
that incredible. We're okay with that.
Yeah, it's totally fine. And while this is happening, we're talking about Francesca Umadewa Robbins with a mustache, you know? And it's like,
why does she have to have a mustache? You want to die for her? You're like that furry lip chick you're going to die for. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
The story of Romeo and Juliet is like, this guy loved this chick so much he wanted to die. And you're telling me that guy's like, dude, that furry lipped chick.
Oh my God.
If I can't have her, I don't want to live. Is that what he said?
To think about drinking a poison only after the consumption to see that the person you
what
love,
if her mustache gets in the way and she doesn't drink enough poison?
Can I speak on the beauty of Shakespeare really quickly? To think about the pain that would come over you to have ingested a poison to see the person that you thought was dead rise.
Oh my, that's gotta be the worst.
Oh my God, how heart-wrenching is that? Way to go, Bill. What a story.
Who do you think Bill is?
Bill.
No, you think there was a guy named William Shakespeare?
I know. What a fucking idiot I am.
Ring the bell. Ring the bell.
Okay. The bell. Can we talk about how Joe Biden's daughter has and this Ryan brings this up.
Yeah, Ryan, bring that back up.
Well, hang on. This is a list of all of the gay days.
So many gay days.
There are so many gay days, and I just want to say this. I have no problem with gays having so many days. I have a problem with there being so many days. I think today is National Burrito Day. That doesn't need to be a day.
But is it like every day is like five different days?
It's
like
five different days.
Today's a National Burrito Day. High five your valet day.
Tomorrow,
you know,
we celebrate
stretch a little harder day.
Tomorrow we celebrate the King Charles Cavalier, and it's just like, what are we doing? It's just, why are there so many fucking days?
Like every week in my kids' schools, they're like, okay, this is mine. And I'm like, I have to buy more stuff for this day.
Yeah.
Or else my kids show up as a poor kid.
Yeah.
What are we doing here?
It's late stage capitalist nightmare. So go to let's just dance around the tabs real quick, see where we want to go.
I mean, dude, how many days are there, Ryan? Did you count it? Did you Rain Man that shit?
It looks to be, let me quickly do a Rain Man. It looks to be 28, 29 days.
28, 29 days of gay. I
mean, that's crazy. Okay.
I love that Asian guy. He's so good.
We don't need to do this.
Why? That Asian guy works hard.
He does work very hard. And you know, it cannot be understated how important it is that Asians in this country are reminding us each and every day how academically challenged we are. And it's really, really important.
Bro, they're crushing it.
Crushing it.
I mean, like, Shogun is great. Beef is great. I mean, they're crushing.
Sushi's great.
Sushi is great.
Bows.
We need to get back to bowing, bro.
But, dude, how insane is it?
Dude, when you do jiu-jitsu, bro, and a guy bows before you, just know you're about to get wrecked, bro.
It is so insane to think about that Harvard was like, we can't have any more. You guys are doing way too many of you.
How are we supposed to get our dumb rich kids in when you Asians are crushing it?
Right. Okay, so let's dance around the tabs a little bit. Okay, let's talk about this. Joe Biden,
this is crazy,
Joe
bro.
Biden's daughter has a tattoo of Moloch.
Oh, man. Look at dude, this reminds me of the old days of this show. Aww.
The old days are gone, Sam.
The old days are gone and never back. Look at that.
Yeah.
It's and it, here's the whole thing. It's not even just a tattoo of an owl. It is the Bohemian Grove owl. It is literally from their logo. And like,
or it's just an owl.
No, that's literally go. Will you look up the Bohemian Grove logo, owl logo? Please.
Yeah, it could be just an owl, though. You know, the other night.
Right there.
Yeah. So it's different. It's not the same.
Okay, go back to the other one. Let's see it.
Yeah, I'm not saying that.
Well, yeah, it's totally different. Well, I mean, dude.
All images of all owls with kind of crude sketches will look similar because they're of the same thing.
Okay.
The same way that like most drawings of cheeseburgers look like cheeseburgers. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
Sam?
But that's a very weird tattoo to have it on somebody connected to such a quote unquote powerful person.
It is an odd tattoo. You know, the other night I went into
Do you have any tats?
Yeah. Yeah, I do. I have Star of David tattooed right here just so I don't ever have to get the necklace.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. No, I don't. I'm in the bathroom the other night. I hear this scratching, right? I'm like, where is this coming from? I point my ear to the window, and I hear from the other side that it's scratching within the walls, right? So we've got mice. And then I hear,
woo. Ooh.
So there's nighttime aerial death outside for these mice.
Snap.
They're inside seeking refuge from this Molochian.
Oh shit! So you heard animals scurrying because they were
scurrying because there's black death outside.
Yeah.
Right. So my wife goes, "Oh, we've got to call an exterminator." And I was like, "That is so fucking brutal. Can you imagine for 1 second being a mice?" And it hears Black Death, and it's like, I got to get away from this Black Death. It's going to kill me. And then it goes inside, and it's like, oh, my God, a piece of cheese. And then, boom!
Yeah, I can't watch when they kill the rats.
Dude.
They did that at my house. I'm like, that's brutal to me.
Brutal.
What did the rats do?
But speaking of owls, Drake's insignia of his brand is, I guess, according to you, the Molochian owl.
Okay, so what's very interesting about Drake, okay, he's
kind of...
Is that
Drake?
What's his name? Is it Drake? Is that him?
Yeah, that's what this Reddit post says.
Well, that's not Drake.
No, I think it is.
It could be a young
Drake. Yeah, a young Drake.
No, that's not Drake.
Will you look up... Not the rapper.
Oh!
Drake Bell.
Drake Bell.
Yeah. Okay,
got it.
Right? That's Drake Bell.
Okay, what?
And that is the... Will you look up the FBI symbol for pedophilia? Boy love pedophilia.
It's this.
Oh, Jesus, man. What are you doing?
It's my favorite jacket.
Okay, well, your jacket likes to molest kids.
Yeah, I'm trying to get it to stop. That is the insignia for... Wow, that's so scary. Did you watch that doc?
I've watched two episodes of it. Go right there. Right there. See that little squiggly right there?
Yep.
Now, what's very interesting, if you go back to shoes, you'll see it there as well. There it is. Bang, bang, pow.
Yeah.
So what's very interesting is that, so this is the big inversion, right? This is the big inversion. So that symbol is also an old symbol for universe, love, the universal love. Mm-hmm. And then what they do is they flip it, they invert it. So now when everybody sees it, they go, oh, that's a sign of pedophilia. Now, the thing about Drake Bell that's very interesting is that he was accused of some shady shit way back in the day. And he had to run to Latin America. If I'm wrong.
I think it was post- Daniel Peck doing things to
but
him,
now but. He's kind of in like seen as the victim because of what happened to him at Nickelodeon. I don't know how Nickelodeon continues after this.
Yeah. And the Nickelodeon sign is the same pattern as Epstein's Island.
It's crazy to me.
Yeah, I mean,
and the foot is the foot fetish. I mean, every part of this.
See Ariana Grande stroking a potato. I mean, it's so, And this is the problem that I have with the justice system, where we have to have these, you know, closed shut cases in order to convict somebody. I understand that technically there was nothing illegal about what he was doing, but when you see a young child trying to squeeze water out of a potato, and many refer to the semen of old men as potato water.
What? Really? What chat rooms have you been on? Have you ever heard that, Ryan? And you're youthful.
No.
Have you ever heard old man semen called potato water?
Potato water, yeah.
Oh. I've never heard that, and that makes me sad. That someone sees my jizzes.
Yeah, that's your cum. It's potato water.
No, I'm not cool with that.
Well, it's not viscous. It's weak, and it's infertile now. You know, so it's potato water.
Okay, go on with your bullshit.
Sorry. So to see that this young girl is doing that, leaning over, pouring water on her face like a money shot, should, in my world, be enough to put the guy away for some time.
Now, was she on there?
Look that up. I think she was preteen.
Like, what year?
2008.
You know what's so funny, dude?
Are you going to blame it on Obama?
No. I remember doing stand-up, and you might have to beep this part, but using the reference of Bukkake.
Yeah.
And, like, there was a time where no one got the reference. Mm-hmm. And then I remember I did it in a joke later on, and everybody laughed. I'm like, oh, that's not good.
Right.
That means, like, porn is everywhere now.
Right, right.
And everybody knows what we're talking about.
Yeah. Can I tell you, I really want to go on the same journey as you with porn.
What, quit?
Yeah, it's just like...
Yeah, it's just...
Ugh. Ugh. It's exhausting. I think if everybody...
So 2010 to 2013, 2010 okay. To 2013. But do you feel like... I mean, porn was big then, but I feel like it's exploded since then.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
so is there some kind of naivety to that they didn't know what that meant? Is there any?
I don't think so.
Okay. I was just trying.
And here's, you were just trying to defend pedophiles.
No, I wasn't. I'm telling you, if I see Dan Schneider in person, I'm going to have to do whatever I can not to fuck that dude up.
Well, and I'll tell you how you fuck him up. Skip into a roundhouse.
Oh, yeah.
Skip into a right.
Yeah.
Right? Because if you're fighting Dan and you throw that first low kick, he'll start to recognize that pattern and he'll raise his leg to check the kick.
Oh, you think Dan has Thai boxing skills?
100%. But what Dan won't know is the next time you skip, you'll come over the top.
Okay, I like it.
Knock him out.
I like it.
But the thing with the justice system, so there's this story. There was this guy that did this same scheme three different times. He would get with a woman. He would ask someone, he would pay someone to come and stage a break-in. He would have that person kill his wife, and then he would kill the person, framing it as some break-in protecting his wife thing, and then he would take all of her money. He did it three times. And he never was put away. So after the third time when you show up to somebody's house and you go, oh my God, I can't believe it. Another guy broke in and killed my wife and I killed him. Technically, there's nothing evidentiary to put him away. But this is where we're like, okay, are you kidding me? Do we really need to go through a court, through a trial to convict this guy? I mean, dude, clearly there's smoke.
Let's say somebody did that to my mother. I would murk if you go, this guy's done this twice before.
Yeah.
That dude doesn't make it another day.
No, I know. And this is why we have to have vigilante justice.
I'm just telling you, dude, vigilante justice. You don't make it another day. Like, you remember that where those two Latinos were walking across the street and that guy leaving a Drake concert just plows through and the judge let him out? Those guys don't last another day. They don't, like, oh, you're not doing this?
Yeah.
Oh, the court's in? Okay. Well, vigilante, I swear to God, bro.
We need more Batman.
Yeah, we need. Well, you know, did you see in Mexico, there's a famous video out right now where this woman kidnapped this girl and sold her into something where she got murdered. The police refused to do anything. The entire village found this chick and murked her right in the middle of.
Yeah.
And you could see them. She's on some kind of like plow or something. And the whole village is just beating the.
They get off.
She's fighting at first and then done. And they're just, everyone's just beating the shit. And that's what we need.
You uncomfortable,
Ryan? That's
what
Dan Schneider fucking needs,
you
bro.
Okay.
No, I'm actually just thinking. It'd be a great movie idea, like Sam's mom gets killed by.
No, that's not a good idea.
No, but in a movie, and then to get revenge, you
start a podcast.
No, you infiltrate as if you're like a hitman for hire.
Yeah.
But in reality, you're not going there to kill the girl. You just immediately pop his ass.
Yeah. But wouldn't he know I'm her kid?
Yes.
At some point, like I would have to meet my dad's new boyfriend.
Yeah. And when you're pitching, you have to be able to withstand these kind of inquiries. And you and your rocket fuel just failed that.
You're like, oh, dude, I didn't think about that. Okay, here's, I get facial reconstruction surgery so he doesn't know it's me.
Face on.
And then
on.
I just stand around waiting for him to, hey, dude, how's it going? I make up a fake voice. Hey, man. How are you, dude?
Can we get to this? Go to Dance Around the Tabs. I think it should be in the middle. It's the green one. I want to hear this. Okay. Sam, we have one more story. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, and we should say new theme song and new intro coming next week.
New theme song, intro, the video will take a little time. But
we'll have it done next week.
Okay. Are you getting somebody to do it?
No, your guy.
Yeah, my guy's working on a bunch of shit right now.
All
right.
So
it'll be the second. Once he does this, probably will work on that project.
It's coming soon.
Whatever.
So, Dr.
Using Rumble, I like it.
Dr. Astrid Stuckelberger.
Okay, do you know? Okay, now you say, Sam, you're really racist because you got a problem with the furry-lipped black actress with her name, and you didn't get upset with Dr. Astrid Stuckelberger's name. Mm-hmm. She should just go Astrid Struck.
Yeah. Astrid Stuck.
Okay, Astrid Stuck.
Astrid Stuck. All right, play this, right?
Because there are lots of physicians, I know some, they're doing very strange experimentation. There are beings from portals coming in and out. It's physicists from the CERN who told me this.
They've testified to beings coming in and out of portals.
Yes. And they were saying, I mean, I met them at a dinner and there were two of them. And both said that, yes, they have, you know, secondhand proof that the people who you know, they're dealing with the boson of Higgs and the subatomic things. So they have apparently in the bottom of the CERN this portal, this door where they are dealing with all the subatomic dimensions. They say there are 17 different dimensions of reality. That's what those physicists said. Some others say there are more dimensions. You know, we know the time, space, you know, the tri-dimensional X, Y, Z in a graphic. But then you have more dimensions, and they are playing with that, they're using that, and they were a group, and they had a being, they did not tell me more, who came that doesn't resemble a human, and then they had another one, and they have a proof because they left a scarf. They left a scarf. And
hold on, the being left a scarf? What was he, like, prepared for a cold when he went outside?
Yeah, 100%.
We're going to that dimension where it's cold.
Yeah.
Switzerland's pretty cold this time of year, being from another dimension.
Hey, everybody, before we go, is everyone packed and ready for this weather? Because I'm seeing a lot of people who are dressed in sun attire because we're from the sun, and I don't think that you guys know how chilly
like,
it is.
It's kind of like tourists in LA. It doesn't matter the month. They're in a Hawaiian shirt and shorts.
Yeah.
You're like, February's pretty cold. January's pretty cold in LA.
It's pretty cold. So, don't wear your, what do they wear? Moccasins?
Yeah. It's kind of crazy. By the way, let's talk about the physicists that deal with this. She's probably a hottie around these doctors, right, and these scientists. Do you think any of them are trying to spit game to get laid with her?
So reductive. To reduce Dr. Astrid Stuckelberger to
just a sex object for these deranged physicists who are living in scarfed interdimensional beings is one of the most disgusting things you've done on this show so far.
What if they were just ready for Trans Independence Day?
But do you believe that there are beings coming out of CERN?
CERN is either one of two things. It's psyoped for money laundering, or they're doing some fucked up shit. That's it. I could be persuaded either way.
When you say fucked up shit, what do you mean?
Letting in and dimensionals.
Listen, when you experience deja vu, you have to ask yourself what's going on.
Yeah.
You know, there are, if you've taken any kind of Castaneda amount of psychedelics, you know, you have to be attuned to this kind of inquiry that there are more things that we can see see. And CERN is a perfect example of that. Fruit Loops didn't look like the logo of Fruit Loops back in 1999.
See, I have a theory
on
that. And
they're lying to us. CERN put Nelson Mandela in jail or out of jail. I don't know which one is the right one.
So I have this theory, dude, that DARPA, who obviously invented the internet, right?
Yeah, ring the bell.
Ring the bell.
Yeah.
I think that they've been tinkering with the internet so much that they probably created a program.
Yeah.
That can go through the entire internet because it's a dead internet. It's not as big as we think it is.
No.
We want to believe it's huge.
Yeah.
But it's not. Go through the entire internet.
Right. Like Ryan looked up Ishtar, the creator of Easter, and he just found a bunch of potatoes.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So they could replace like, let's say, will you look up Eminem dress as Britney Spears? Will you look that up real quick? Because there's this whole argument about her skirt in the video. Let's see how he's dressed.
Oh, right. I've heard this. Yeah, the skirt.
Well, I'm trying to see because you look up Britney Spears.
Britney Spears schoolgirl outfit Mandela effect.
Yeah, because everybody says, I remember it's plaid.
Yeah, I do too.
But the video, it's black.
Yeah, yeah.
And then Britney Spears has a picture of her dressed up in her favorite iconic outfit.
And it's plaid.
And it's plaid.
Right. And the reason why.
Right? Look at that.
Yeah.
I remember it plaid.
Yep, of course.
And then you look down there, second row, middle picture. Click that. That's her dressed up in a plaid outfit.
Yeah. And so.
And by the way, she batshit crazy. Like, her dad was doing her a favor.
There's only one explanation for this.
What?
When they turn CERN on, the interdimensional Britney Spears comes into existence. She consumes the other one physically or spiritually.
Click that one down there. Nope. Down, 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 over that one.
That one.
Yeah, it's so weird, dude.
So when CERN turns on, it affects all of the film and digital renderings of the Oops, I Did It Again video.
Just that video?
Yeah, just that video.
Is that crazy? What if that video is huge in other dimensions?
Oh, it's massive in other dimensions.
And they're just like, they love it so much.
Well, that's one of the reasons why Britney went crazy, because she fell out of favor with us. But yeah. She was very confused about it because she was so revered by the Kingdom
of
Mars.
Like, in other dimensions, Britney Spears is still queen.
Still queen.
Taylor Swift can suck her dick.
Taylor Swift is nothing in other dimensions.
Yeah. You know? Oh, by the way, dude. A lot of stuff about Taylor Swift starting to come out.
Let's not do this. Let's not do this.
What?
While, you know, the frustrated auto mechanics in our comments are pretty ruthless, they know, you know, hell hath no fury than Swifties.
Okay.
You know.
But one of the guys named in the P. Diddy lawsuit is the guy who basically blew up Taylor Swift.
Scooter Braun.
No, not Scooter Braun. It's an older man.
Oh.
Yeah.
You're talking about like a long bald gatekeeper.
Yeah, a long bald gatekeeper is named in the P. Diddy lawsuit, and he is like, he's like, I'm gonna sue everybody.
Yeah.
And you have to look it up. Hold on, P. Diddy lawsuit. Oh, there it is. That's the guy. That dude. that dude right there is the guy that blew up, helped blow up
T-Swift. Can you zoom in on that, Ray? Developing, zoom in more.
Yeah.
One moment last night, Lucien Grange, alleged pedophile trafficking ring that currently under investigation in the P. Diddy lawsuit. Was she a victim of the pedo Hollywood machine too?
Of course, bro.
It's like, what the fuck? Do you think all deals get made in Hollywood with an exchange?
No, but like that? Up to a certain level. Like, again, I would tell you podcasting are a little different to me. And I'll tell you because podcasting, you have to get people to come and see you. Right? Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
But music, there's a system of control.
100%.
Get the record label, get on the record, play, featured on Spotify, Apple Music. There's this all way these long balled gatekeepers can control who blows up and who doesn't blow up.
It's crazy because, like, we have to operate in a meritocratic environment. Whereas Timmy Shams gets to go into a meeting, they go, we're going to have you fuck a peach in one film, and then you're going to be a superstar. And that's how Hollywood works. Yeah. Everybody get in the comments. Let us know what you thought about the episode. We are going to be doing we got to do a full Diddy breakdown on Patreon.
Yeah, we do.
We haven't talked about this. It's crazy. I think we should dedicate an entire episode of patreon.com/aka Deep Waters to this P. Diddy lawsuit. There's a lot of moving parts. Me and Sam need to watch a 40-minute YouTube video before we can talk about it. So join us, patreon.com/aka Deep Waters. I'll be at the Brea Improv with Callan.
I'm so excited for you, dude.
Thank you. April 19th and 20th. So
what are you doing? 5 minutes? Are you opening?
No, I think I'm doing 15.
What?
Yeah.
You're opening. Yeah. You're the opener? Okay, great.
I think. Yeah. Or something. So come
see. I love that Dylan's get into it. I love it.
Yeah. Come see Callan at the Brea Improv. And while you're eating buffalo wings, you can see me too.
Oh, I love it. Yeah. I'm going to be in Dallas. I got the 9th. I got Comedy Chaos. Dude, once we get to 100 sellouts, we'll see how much longer the show goes. And then we're going to do, I'm at the 19th through the 21st, I believe. I'm in Dallas, Texas at the House Comedy, one of my favorite comedy clubs to play.
Amazing.
Then I'm going to be, go there. Yeah, did I get it right to date?
Yeah.
Okay, and then I'm going to be the 18th through the 20th, Then I'm going to be in Eugene at the Olsen Run Comedy Club, and that's on the 26th through the 27th. And then Aurora on the May 4th, be with you.
Yo,
and then on Cinco de Mayo on the 5th.
If you have any big purchases that need to be made, laptops, sneakers.
Why?
Buy them in Oregon.
Okay, respect.
No sales tax.
Really?
Yeah.
Why do I live in this shithole?
Everybody have a great rest of your week. Have a good weekend. And hey, happy Trans Visibility Day.
Oh, we want to
wish everybody.
Bye.
When people ask, is everything a conspiracy? The answer is yes.
Who and what is controlling everything and why? They practice sorcery. I can't argue against magic.
I don't know what it is that we live on, but I believe it's a realm. This realm that we live in is the lowest level of heaven, highest level of hell.
Chicken, snake gods, and the Anunnaki, and sorcery. If Sam says the chicken snake god is running everything, I'm literally in the world of crazy. I'm winning.
You're losing. Conspiracy Social Club, aka Deep Waters. Deep Waters. Deep Waters. Deep Waters.